of war we lost.
Well, don't worry about it. We're famous for losing the wars we win.
Baghdad! Don't underestimate Baghdad!
A city rich in romantic oriental lore.
Baghdad! You must investigate Baghdad!
And learn a few of the facts you never knew before.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host, the great American Judge Buster, Sherman Skolnick. Sherman is busy at the law library tonight, digging and writing many, many different things. He can't make it tonight, but joining us is our special guest from Ghost Troop with his Ghost Troop Cyber Information Warfare Update is none other than the illustrious, heavily decorated Captain May. Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger.
Well, Lenny, you're too kind and about half wrong, but I am heavily worn with cares tonight. You know, it's coming up on the eve of the doomsday box for Texas City, where the United States military and Homeland Security are going to be conducting a, quote, simulated nuclear exercise, unquote, in Fort Monroe, Virginia, where they're simulating a terrorist strike against Charleston, South Carolina. But our great Ghost Troop concern, generally dated 5 weeks ago when we published an article, but more recently updated since the Bin Laden tapes of January 19th, is that Texas City is the city under the gun. Of course, Lenny, you know that in the summer, as anyone can find by scrolling down the Cloak and Dagger homepage, you and I were instrumental in breaking up an attempt to do some false flag stuff at Texas City this last summer, July 28th, 2005.
Right.
So it looks like as we keep working this over, it becomes more and more apparent that these are deep-laid, long-conceived plans. And we used to wonder, wow, with a nuclear 9/11, are they just going to pick up a suitcase and go do it? You know, your house, my house? And the answer seems to be no. They set their target up years in advance, and they spend a lot of effort preparing the target. So in the case of New York City, Lord knows how far back that went. With Texas City, well, the Bush family came here immediately after the presidency of the first Bush and kind of set up a nest here, and then George Bush's power base became Houston, and it looks like the Houston metropolitan area is the designated cover-up zone for the disaster zone that they're going to create. And following up on their little cultist mind game, they have set this whole thing up with three major operations. The pre-911 of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the 911 of New York City, New York, and then the nuclear 911 of Texas City, Texas, which is what we're warning of now. They love that parallelism, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, New York, New York, and Texas, Texas.
Yeah.
It's part of their little thing.
222.
Yeah.
A harmonic on 666. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to play with numbers like Pythagoreans or like Freemasons or Kabbalists. No, these aren't complicated systems. The codes are running wild, Lenny. Of course, 131 is a date that's significant because it's Bush's date to give the State of the Union address. But it's also significant because 131 is an anagram of 311, the date of Madrid. And then, of course, it's related to 911 by squaring the 3 at the 9. And these are harmonics that Ghost Troop discovered when the word came to us, and maybe it's reached many of your listeners by now, that from 9/11/2001 to 3/11/2004 was exactly 911 days. Once we got that one little coincidence, a lot of coincidences started jumping out, and pretty soon you actually can break the Illuminatus code, which is put in front of our very eyes in the newspapers, in the TV. It's commonly embedded, which is why, of course, media called itself embedded at the beginning of this war.
It's so obvious that it's even they even have numbers on the skull and bones from the society Skull and Bones, secret society.
Right, right. Well, of course, you know, the 322, that's the cult number of Skull and Bones, is also a kissing cousin related to 911, because 3 squared makes 9, and 22 halves makes 11.
It's a true harmonic.
These number games run all through it, so this 131 coming up is very frightening, and it coincides with the State of the Union address. It also coincides with the media blitz. Again, the art of all this info war that they do, folks, is that they do it without you knowing it. That's the whole art of intelligence. And right now you have a story it's a cover story for the big decision of whether or not to nuke our country, and that's the Alito story. You may remember, some of you, that back in the spring of 2005, coming up leading to the summer of 2005 attempt to blow up Texas City, there was a talk about whether or not the Senate would invoke the nuclear option, which meant destroying the Senate right to have a filibuster on Supreme Court nominees. And the phrase nuclear option got introduced into the open media. But the nuclear option didn't involve anything to do with Supreme Court justices. The nuclear option meant that if they did certain procedural maneuvering, the two parties could bring in a broker decision between 7 trusted representatives of each party to decide whether or not to go ahead with a nuclear attack against the United States. That's what's being discussed.
Well, you're under attack. Captain May. Captain. Captain, yeah. I have to interrupt you because your signal is being attacked right as we speak now.
You want to call me back on my backup line, Lenny?
Oh, yeah, because when you hear the tape, the replay of this, and I'll keep it. I'm not going to edit this out. It's so that people do get a feeling for exactly what we do go through. We won't edit this out. But stand by. Stand by one.
Lenny?
Hang on. Hang on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Listen, one thing. Other carriers and other InfoWar allies have been getting the same type of electronic degradation, so it's probably active measures.
Absolutely. That's NSA and above.
Okay, you want me to call you back?
Yeah, I'm going to call you back.
Other line, or you want to go the same line?
Okay, go.
Okay, Lenny, we were discussing how the Supreme nominations that are pending, and were pending in the spring, and then pending again now, have both been arranged perfectly to allow a brokered meeting between the two houses that make up our Congress so that they can decide whether or not to proceed with the op plan. You see, these guys don't even see what they're doing as high treason, Lenny. They see it as being part of an operations plan that they only understand imperfectly, but that they understand that powerful people want to see implemented, and they close their eyes in proportion that they need to assuage their consciences to what is happening. This is an operation plan, and they distance themselves from it. So right now what the public sees is the oratory on the Senate floor trying to extend the debate. And right now what's going on behind scenes is 7 wise men from each party are meeting to determine whether or not this plan is still a go. And in that case, they will come out and say, well, we're not going to invoke the nuclear option. There will be no Senate, there will be no filibuster. There are no extraordinary circumstances. That's the clause they set for themselves, that they would only invoke the nuclear option if there were extraordinary circumstances. What that means is they're going to come out and say everything's good to go, no extraordinary circumstances. That means they've had their meeting to decide that they're good to go. And then tomorrow, the 110th Supreme Court justice, that was probably arranged, the 110, knock out the 0, you have 1. So the number 11 justice will be sworn in at 11 o'clock. Now, that's got cult written all over it. So the in and the out of it, Lenny, is that all their little numbers, you know, as we get closer and closer to these prediction dates, and I remind your listeners who may not know my work that if they go to the Cloak and Dagger homepage and scroll down to our 7/28, our July 28th recordings, they'll find our bibliography of work and whatnot. What we found every time we've intervened in Texas City, and we've intervened 2 times, both times anticipating major explosions in the British Petroleum refinery to within 24 hours. What we found both times is the indicators get more and more intense as you get closer to the prediction times. And right now, Lenny, the indicators are just screaming. As some of you may know, that last week they were playing on History Channel, one of these little mega media knockoff films about the Texas City explosion. And now the Chronicle has got the Texas City explosion of March 23rd, 2004, or rather 2005. They're bringing Texas City explosion back onto the front page of the Houston Metro newspaper of record, the Chronicle. So you can see, if you look at it overall, the way Lenny, you and I do as media experts, you can see it's like artillery preparation of the battlefield. They're firing these blasts of information at the public mind so that the public mind will be perfectly willing to receive a Texas City nuclear attack. Which is, by the way, why it is that today we have a new Al-Qaeda tape out. Al-Zawahiri, and you have all the little butt-kissing terrorism experts who are really just con men coming out saying, oh, yes, Zawahiri says that it's time for the American public to forsake Bush. Bush has had a terrible mistake, and he lies to you, all of which means that they're setting us up to think, well, we should never listen to anybody who sounds like Zawahiri, who says that Bush has led us to a failed war, is setting us up and has lied to us. It's so heavy-handed.
Yeah, it sure is. Very, very well documented. You've put the dots together beautifully, Captain May.
Well, I almost wonder to bring out another thing, because this is the Ghost Troops flagship station, and it's where we do our best geo-strategizing, because I know I'm talking in front of Lieutenant Lenny Bloom, and I can't be casual. I almost wonder whether or not the Hamas elections, you know, those were brought about by the allowance of the Israeli government for the Jerusalem Palestinians to vote. I almost wonder if those elections haven't been, to some extent, allowed to occur so that there will be more friction.
Exactly.
Between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Another dot.
Well, yeah, and right now, of course, the American public sees Arabs gone wild. You know, they see groups of people who are celebrating their victory in the government who have lit cars on fire, supposedly. So it plays in very well to the idea that everybody's a madman except for George Bush and his friends who run the media.
And
our special friend in the Middle East.
Using the media to create a huge distortion of reality.
Yeah, this wouldn't be possible without the media. And I just think one day the media ought to give full credit to the people who pioneered this stuff, like Joseph Goebbels and Leni Riefenstahl. You know, the real experts at this were the Germans. This is all a knockoff. It's been done before. That's the part of it that makes me the maddest. They didn't even come up with a new script.
History repeats itself. And we
well,
notice it at Cloak and
Dagger.
Does history repeat itself? It sure does. We notice it at Cloak and Dagger.
That's a fact. That's a fact. It's from the makers of Rerun. We get Rerun history. This is going to be the fourth Reich for the Third World War. So, Lenny, we're down in Houston spreading the alert far and wide. The strength of Ghost Troop has doubled locally. People are using the Ghost Troop webpage now, our Ghost Troop group, as a posting board. More analysis is probably getting done of the Texas City attempted nuclear attack now. More analysis is getting done of that now than was probably done before in any venue, because the Houston media is simply all lapdogs, all of it, when it comes to these issues. They're put carefully in line. And remember, this has gone on for a decade. Now you know why it is that George Bush Library is University of Texas A&M, 70 miles away, while every new county, Harris County Library that goes up is named Barbara Bush Library. I mean, this family has bought as much good PR as you can buy. And by the way, they're not going to be here tomorrow when when X hour comes. They're going to be up in D.C., don't you know, for the Alito swearing-in and for their son's State of the Union. Which I'm afraid if things go as it looks like they're going to go, that State of the Union address will be a declaration of emergency. Because don't you know we've been attacked again?
Yep.
So
yep.
It's grim times down in Dixie, Lenny, and it's what we get for believing in this numbskull. You know, it's a severe judgment against them that the people they have worked so hard to convince themselves to make themselves persuadable, too, are the people that they're going to stab in the back. So right now, Ghost Troop has done everything it could, Lenny, with the help of people very much like you, to get the word out from coast to coast and across the oceans that we believe murder most foul is being plotted and treason most high. And in my imaginings, I never thought the United States of America could come to such a point. It's a historic day. for us to decide on the morrow or in the next few morrows what kind of nation we're going to be.
Well, it's the enemies of the American Revolution is what it is, and the enemies of the American Revolution versus those of the Revolution, it seems, though, that perhaps the jungle is neutral, and nobody loses, and nobody will win.
Well, there's one thing that's for sure.
But they won't win. They can't win. But
well, with a great part of the American population, if they continue to drive us off the Constitution, we'll just fall back onto the Declaration. You know, that the American public is not suddenly going to be... I think we're becoming more and more difficult to snooker, and I think there's nothing that enrages a people like the knowledge they have been snookered. So this bunch that right now is setting everybody up, you know, one day it can turn around. It can turn around real bad. And hopefully there are enough of them. There's one thing I've found about this crowd, Lenny, which is that they all write themselves escape hatches. They've got escape clauses. Which is why the Senate right now is pretending like it's discussing anything but whether or not to nuke Texas City. Like they've got a little form they go through that gives them an out. Well, just about everybody along the way has given themselves that kind of an escape clause. And if enough of them start thinking that they can wind up being the ones who are standing before the altar, you know, they're the ones who are in the danger zone, then maybe they'll back out and away from this. And maybe some of the ones who are pretending not to notice what's going on will open their eyes and do the right thing.
Well, when a thing is current, it creates currency. And now these guys are no longer current. They're obsolete. By their actions, they show their obsolescence. And so they will no longer remain currency for very long. And the people will become the new currency in the new Internet age.
Well, that's the way it should of rights be. I think that right now the most important thing is to stretch out the info war. If they can't take the U.S. to the next level of a fascist empowerment scenario in a state of emergency, then they're failing. Right now, Lenny, I halfway believe that everything that's come up since you and I were involved in the Texas City thing this summer, which, again, everybody go to the Cloak and Dagger homepage and find those interviews. They're 10 minutes apiece, and they're historic. I'm halfway inclined to believe that all this show of the Democrats revolting against the Republicans and all ethics violations and constitutional abuses and, you know, criminal activity by his cabinet, all these things that supposedly were going to bring King George down, man, I think this has been sideshow. I think everybody's been doing a play acting. It's like sparring. You know, I teach a little karate. You're in there sparring with the color belts and, you know, they know you're not going to hurt them, and you don't mind them attacking a little bit.
Well, of course, that's the global village, the global theater, the global village as global theater. That, absolutely, that is, everything is programmed and pre-produced before it's put out.
And then behind the curtains, what's going on is they're setting up the nuclear option.
Yeah.
You know, while we're busy watching the play fight. It's like wrestling, man. It's like a wrestling show. You could express
absolutely. It's a wrestling show.
With Bin Laden being the evil bad guy wrestling,
the Goldstein. You know, absolutely. It's all scripted. All of it is scripted and prepared and prepackaged.
Well, Lenny, let's hope that right now this tremendous onrush of interest that's come into this from the internet, due in large part to the patronage of you and the Cloak to Ghost Troop at its cost. Let's hope that all this will be effort well spent, and that we'll come to the next few days and try to figure out why the heck it didn't happen. And believe me, there's nothing on earth I want to hear more than it didn't happen. This is not a point that anybody wants to be proved absolutely on. But,
well,
I think there are so many signs that so much power is going down to the Houston area. You've got a national trial with Ken Lay going on. You've got a national media and national FBI and Justice Department assets all right down there spot on by Texas City. The Bush family has gone away. The Supreme Court justice has cult markings all over him. There's a sudden last-minute discussion in the Congress, probably because of the amount of distraction we've caused this weekend with our InfoWar campaign. Folks, it's time to wake up. It's time to pick up the phone. It's time to use information as the weapon it is. Because a public that's forewarned is forearmed. This is the ghost Troop Minuteman bulletin, y'all. Keep this one backed up somewhere for history.
We certainly will, especially since at the end there you started to get attacked by Big Brother, the NSA, and all the crowned heads started to blast at you, but it made it through in a telegraphese form that I think will be really exciting to listen to.
Well, let them know that Ghost Troop is engaged in heavy cyber combat, and we'll see you again if we see anybody again. If not, we've done our duty. This is Ghost Troop Captain May from the belly of the beast in Houston, Texas, standing watch over Texas City. Out.
Thanks very much, Captain May. It's an honor at Cloak and Dagger to have your report and share your treasury of wisdom with us. And we're looking forward to having you back again soon. You've been listening to www.cloakanddagger.de. I'm Lenny Bloom, your host. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die.
You missed a very dull TV show about Auschwitz. More gruesome film clips and more puzzled intellectuals declaring their mystification over the systematic murder of millions. The reason why they can never answer the question, how could it possibly happen, is that it's the wrong question. Given what people are, the question is, why doesn't it happen more often? Of course it does, in subtler form. It's been ages since I sat in front of the TV, just changing channels to find something. You see, the whole culture, Nazis, deodorant salesmen, wrestlers, beauty contest, a talk show. Can you imagine the level of a mind that watches wrestling? But the worst are the fundamentalist preachers. Third-rate con men telling the poor suckers that watch them that they speak for Jesus. And to please send in money. Money, money, money. If Jesus came back and saw what's going on in his name, he'd never stop growing up.